All right, so today I'm here to present Orboot. I'm Ryan O'Leary. Orboot's a project worked on by quite a few people. Ron is a big contributor. There's some contributors in the crowd today. I see Christian Svensson's here. So who here is familiar with Coreboot? A lot of people. So Orboot is basically a fork of Coreboot without C code. It's all written in Rust. That's the main the main thing behind it. So in this talk, I'll talk about what Orboot is, some of the firmware challenges we ran into, some of the challenges we ran into with Rust, what targets it supports, so there's a few RISC-V targets it supports, and some design decisions that has gone on in making it. So what is Orboot? Sorry if I'm missing someone's favorite project here. This is a list of some other open source firmware projects. Like U-Boot, Linux Boot, Core Boot, Nerf. Big thing behind all these projects, all the existing projects today, is all written basically in C. Most of these use C code somewhere in the project. And that's kind of a, across all firmware projects, that's kind of a big common pattern you'd see. And C is kind of an old language, probably like 40 or 50 years old. And what we really wanted to do is use a modern, more safe sort of language. There's also other things we're trying to fix in Orboot. So for example, we want to jump to the kernel as quickly as possible. We want to push as much work into the kernel as possible. We kind of want to use the Linux boot model. We don't want to implement lots of device drivers in the firmware. Linux has great drivers already, very secure drivers, very fast. We want a stricter policy on what is accepted as open source code. Orboot supports a few targets, including RISC-V. It also supports x86 and ARM, but we really want to limit it to platforms which are fully open source. Okay, so I'll go over what a very simple, simplistic view of what firmware should be doing. So when you power on the system, all it has to do is get the system ready to run your software. We kind of want to cut out from the firmware everything else. Like, we don't want a whole network stack, we don't want a whole USB stack. We want it ready immediately to run your software. One of the big goals behind that is a 1 second boot. We want to be able to boot a platform like a BMC or a laptop in 1 second. And really believe if the advances in Rust and other things we could use, we could achieve this goal, possibly using coroutines or parallelism. Rust provides lots of safety in that regard, which isn't seen in many other pieces of firmware. So I'll go over the boot flow of Orboot. This is very similar to how Coreboot works, but there's a few modifications. So at the beginning, we have the boot blob. This is where the first instruction resides. It executes directly out of flash, initializes the CPU and the basic hardware, and it prints a single debug message, welcome to Orboot. Then it sets up the static